By way of interest, how many of you were a part of listening to all four teachings? So there are a number that didn't. Okay, so this summary is going to help. Okay, so the teachings were given by a man called John Mark Comer in our Sabbath series. And this four-part series was on video, which is not everyone's preference. But we don't do that every single Sunday of the year. And the eldership's heart was to give the best teaching available on the subject and not to reinvent the wheel. But today, I thought I must say this. For those of you who don't like videos. Okay. So as you may or may not have realized, the context of the Sabbath teachings was practicing the way of Jesus in 2023. So it's applied to the modern context. And the elders felt to start looking at the whole thing by looking at the practice of Sabbath keeping. So there were four main movements. And you remember what they were? Stop, rest, delight, and worship. Not just worship, not just stop. Stop, rest, delight, worship. They all built on each other. And so the teaching started in Genesis chapter 1, long before the Ten Commandments, where we see God establishing the seventh day as part of the rhythm of creation. He created over 6 days, then he rested, and he delighted in the work of his hands. That was a revelation to me. That particular thing. I really enjoyed that aspect of the stop. Then God underlined and set in place the practice of keeping the Sabbath day as a 24-hour day set apart to be different from every other day of the rest of the week. When he gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, Exodus chapter 20. So keeping the Sabbath was a commandment. Alongside, do not kill. Alongside, do not commit adultery. Now, maybe you have never dreamt of not committing murder or committing adultery. That's not your thing. Are you keeping Sabbath? It stands as a commandment alongside the others. And 40 years later, to the next generation in Deuteronomy, it was underlined again before they moved into the promised land. Keep the Sabbath. And then Jesus came along in the New Testament and he said, the Sabbath was made for man. Why? Because God knows just how much our souls need to be rested and restored from the busyness and the hurry and the stress of life on a weekly basis. And I think we kid ourselves if we think, oh, we can just push on. Sooner or later we burn out, sometimes badly. So the emphasis has been on practicing Sabbath keeping, not just teaching on it. So there are cultural forces in our modern world, Western world in particular, pitted against us keeping Sabbath, that we'll need to resist, as well as inner feelings of restlessness. What do I do today? Inner feelings of restlessness that we'll need to come to terms with. So the encouragement was to start, even if in a small way, to stop. To stop your go life, remember that. And intentionally rest. So that from a position of being rested and not exhausted, you can enjoy, and I can enjoy, our joyful God on your Sabbath day, and the many delights that he creatively has in store for us, for me personally. And my delights will be different to your delights. I'm not going to go fishing on the Sabbath, because I don't enjoy fishing. I have fished, but I don't enjoy it. Okay? So whatever your delight is, it might be with family, it might be in nature, it might be reading a lovely book, it might be whatever your delight is, when you're not exhausted, that you can actually enjoy it, especially with family or with the community. But the highlight of it all is having time to worship, to reorder our entire lives around God during the day, not just an hour and a half of church, and to meet with the body of Christ on the Sabbath, for you, if you can. So the ritual of Sabbath coming every 7 days, whether you have had a bad week or whether you've had a good week, helps us to delight in every season of our lives. What day the Sabbath happens for you doesn't really matter. Could be a Saturday, as many people do. Could be a Sunday, as many people do. Maybe starting in the evening before and carrying through to the next evening, whatever. Some have started Sabbath meals, which have been rich times of fellowship with community, with the aim on hospitality, not on entertainment. And I want to just end with this wonderful promise. I don't think I've heard it as part of the Sabbath series, but I remember it. I've known it for years. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. If, because of the Sabbath, you restrain your foot from doing as you wish on my holy day and call the Sabbath a pleasure and the holy day of the Lord honorable and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord. And here comes the promise. And I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.